AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is set to take effect in a matter of hours that should pave the way for the first release of Israeli hostages, 13 women and children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had this to say to Britain's foreign minister.
We hope to get our hostages out. It's not without its challenges. But we hope to get this first tranche out, and then we're committed to getting everyone out. But we'll continue with our war aims, namely to eradicate Hamas.
The deal also calls for the release of an unspecified number of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, and for aid to be allowed into Gaza. Elsewhere, the militant group Hezbollah fired more than 50 rockets at military posts in northern Israel, a day after an Israeli strike killed five of its senior fighters. In the Netherlands, an anti-Islam populist says he's ready to join the next coalition government. Karen Chamas has a report.
Far-right Dutch politician Geert Wilders got a standing ovation when he met his lawmakers at the parliament building. With nearly all votes counted, Wilders' party was forecast to win more than double the 17 the party secured in the last election. Can you imagine it? 37 seats, he said to cheers. Wilders' election programme included calls for a referendum on the Netherlands leaving the European Union and migrant pushbacks at Dutch borders. Hague resident Norbert van Bielen told the AP.
Many people are very focused on one particular problem, which is immigration.
The result is sending shockwaves through Europe that now faces the possibility of having to deal with the first far-right prime minister of the Netherlands. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Kentucky, rail operator CSX says a chemical fire at the site of yesterday's train derailment has been extinguished, and residents of the nearby town of Livingston can return to their homes. This is AP News. Amazon and the NFL hope to establish a new holiday tradition with the first Black Friday game. Mike Kempen has more.
The NFL's Black Friday game between the Dolphins and the Jets is an additional game this season on Prime Video, and it's happening on the busiest shopping day of the year. Prime Video Vice President Jay Marine calls this a, quote, perfect marriage. The NFL has been exploring the possibility of adding a Black Friday game for a few years. Adding the game gives the NFL another day to take over. Combine it with airing on Amazon, and it could be a match made in football and commerce heaven. There will be one major promotion per quarter and other deals during the pregame, postgame, and halftime shows. The game will be available for all fans to stream for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
NFL Thanksgiving Finals, the Cowboys beat the Commanders 45-10, the Packers over the Lions 29-22. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.